What's up, guys? Welcome to Coffee Conversations, episode 9 today. With my ever so interesting, simplistic and fun coffee mugs. Are you? Is that coffee mug mugging me off? Excuse the pun.
Yeah, this is the worst mug I could find because I didn't want you to be so jealous of my extraordinary mug collection. So today I decided to take it down 9.5 notches to your level.
Okay, this is Lagostina Firenze. Okay, this is a set, and if you were able to come over to my home, your wife would be invited because you wouldn't be, and she would see that they're all part of a set. There's small plates, large plates, there's bowls, there's mugs. They have a delicious ridge here as well, which is really nice on the lip when you're drinking. So don't mug off my cups of coffee. I'm trying to resist myself from swearing at the moment, but cheers.
Cheers.
Good morning.
Good morning. But you can't buy brand name and expect it to trump creativity, like in my mug designs, just for the record. Okay.
Creativity. Yours look like they were bought at dollar stores.
Yeah, that's where those dollar stores are gold mines when it comes to mug mining. Okay?
Mug mining.
Proving that you don't know what you're talking about.
I must be an amateur in mug mining like you.
Well, of course you are.
Don't spill that thing. Cannot be trusted.
Fine bone china Otella. There you go.
Means nothing. But I'm in a good
mood. And it's all printed backwards. It's very interesting. Anyway.
I'm in a good mood today. You can't bring me down because the weather is beautiful outside today.
Summer's here. Summer is here.
So that we were... Me and Nemo were talking the other day who I've strategically placed myself in a position where she cannot enter in midway through the video and claim royalties.
Highest and best use of the video camera at your end are her cameos, for the record.
Okay, it's going to be one of those types of days, huh?
Always is.
We've had 19 millimeters of rain thus far. And usually at this point, we've had 88 millimeters.
Really?
Yeah, usually they say...
You're getting all the Canadian, all the Vancouver, BC stats.
April showers.
You're dying to be local, aren't you?
I am local. We've already discussed this. Ray is doing my application right now. He's not said no, so therefore I'm one of you. Innocent until proven guilty.
Okay.
You are blessed.
Okay. Apparently.
So it's a beautiful day outside, and... I want to go out and enjoy it, but I can't. So my enjoyment will be standing in the line at Superstore.
Starting, I think it's May 4th, mandatory mask wearing at Costco from now on.
Where do you get the masks, though?
That's not their problem. You get the mask at Costco that you have to wear at Costco, of course.
There's masks inside, sir. You can buy those, but whoa. No. You can't be in this lineup until you have that mask.
A lot of catch-22s going on, yes.
An hour and a half lineup as well, though, right?
Anytime Mika has gone, we take turns doing the horrible things in life now. Costco's clearly one of those. So that's one of her horrible things.
Sleeping with you, another one of her horrible things.
You don't, what, like...
Cooking, one of our most horrible things. There's a lot of sacrificing going on Mika's part right now. What do you bring to the relationship?
You're looking at it.
Oh, God. The worst. I don't know what you bring to our relationship.
Oh, we don't have enough time for that. Jesus. Anyway, today in the sun, I'm going to be on the deck. It sounds like I'm still trying to weasel out of it, but because all of the... So Mika's taken on planting, I don't know what you call it, horticulture in this pandemic. So my house is like a damn rainforest. And hi, Emmy. And, sorry, hold on. I can't find you a belt right now. Oh, nice pants. I know, you know, but they fit you, so you don't need a belt. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Emmy.
Okay, Mom will get you a belt. I'll be up in a second. Close the door. I should have. Nice pants. I have to go so she's got this arsenal of plants, and they are all, like, infected.
Infected?
Like, they got little flies, little, like, gnats. They all got this stuff.
Wow.
I don't know. I think she's buying them infected from the store, but apparently if you overwater them, if you underwater them, there's a whole, like, thing with plants, which I had no idea about, obviously. And you got to transplant all of them now. All new dirt for all of them.
You have to go, you have to just plant them out in the garden now, and then that'll be fine?
No, I have to go out on the deck and repot all of them, throwing away all the old dirt. I don't know how that's going to go. Get every speck of old dirt off these things. I don't know. She's got friends. She's got plant chat groups. She's got Google. She's on it right now. So I know somewhere I'm going to get dragged into this. That's my sunny day.
Well, on a positive note, my money tree is doing phenomenal. Planted in sea soil. Maybe that's what you need to get. Sea soil is amazing. It's doing wonders for outdoor plants. Our herb garden, not herb garden, if you're American, is doing phenomenally well.
Silent H down in the States?
Yeah. Herb. That's weird. Herb. Nonetheless, our rosemary is getting to the point where it's starting to bud. And once that's happened, you need to cut it down, but it means it's healthy and it's raring to go for the next season. Even used some of it on the older potatoes yesterday. My bonsai tree, which has been with me since 7 years.
Pedro Deuce's book?
Ah, better than Deuce.
You know Deuce lives to bonsai, right?
I had no idea Deuce lives. Deuce lives
to, oh, lives to bonsai. Won't shut up about it.
Does he have one?
He has patio. Oh, yeah. He's got multiple. He's out there like a little 90-year-old clipping away. Okay. Horrific waste of time, but anyway.
I'm going to send him a voice note now. And how long do you think the response is? And has responded.
At least 10 minutes of responses.
Jay tells me that you live to bonsai. I have a bonsai I've ever had for 7 years. Tell me about your bonsai fetish. I need to know.
You are opening up the biggest bag of worms with that. You're going to get an onslaught of 2 minute voice notes.
Loves it. In between speaking to you daily, Deuce McInnes is recording.
Like that.
On top of speaking to you every day, your brother sending me 10 minute bonsai voice notes, and your ever so incredible mother sending me recipes on how to make self-raising flour.
I got a caller about that.
And sending love. I am just overwhelmed by the McInnes family.
I don't know how you infiltrated so deep, so quick, but that's it.
Too many comments come to mind, so we'll just swiftly move on. I am not only Canadian with you, but part of the McInnes family, it would seem.
Jesus. To the outside, untrained eye, it would seem that way.
Yep.
Many different things being said on the inside.
Best looking one, other than Ashley McInnes, of course. Also known as Dad.
We'll leave it at that. So today, you saw the voice or the conversation yesterday, we've got the Vancouver Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway starting today.
We do. Mother's Day is coming up. So Mother's Day in England's actually already happened.
Oh, wow. A little behind on you for one thing.
Happened early March. I'm not going to nibble at that. But yeah, so we've got a bit of a giveaway coming. So we have got a wonderful pair of earrings, right?
Diamond stud earrings.
We're giving away some diamond stud earrings to a lucky winner who I would assume, as it's for Mother's Day, is going to give them to their mother. We will, when we make the post, we'll show you how to enter and everything as well, but it's a chance for you to get something a little bit free, and they will be Lysoled and wiped down, of course, before being handed over. But a little bit of a give back situation, just to put a little bit of a shine on the world.
You know, yeah, the last thing, we got to do this more often, the last thing we gave out was the AirPods, the new AirPods. But that was like, wasn't that January? February?
I don't know. It's like time is not real.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so this one's a little bit closer to the heart, especially during these trying times. A lot of people aren't with their mothers, only through FaceTime. Very frustrating for people like us. We're having a baby and she wants to hug her before she gets too big, but that's a whole other story. So yeah, that giveaway is today. Keep an eye out for that post and how to enter.
That's it. I think on that note, we'll wrap it up as we're coming to our 10 minutes. Nice coffee with you, sir.
And pleasure is mine, as always.